Morning, everyone. Today's daf nazir is Nun Ches. We're going to start today on the Zion Mud Bay. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is learned Lezeich Anish Masliba Gabriela Bas Shmuel. In the middle of a discussion in the Gemara regarding the Giluach, the shaving of the head. This discussion comes up as a result of our beginning yesterday, the eighth parak of the Masechta. The eighth parak talked about two Nazirim who took on the Nazirs on the same day. And what comes out is that there was a suffix where one of them becomes Tame, and the only question now becomes, who was the one who became Tame? We don't know. And so the Mishnah arrived at a solution in terms of how to resolve both of them. The two Nazirim, one's Tame and one's Tahor, and how do you arrive at the solution? So just quickly to recap yesterday, the solution was is that on the 30 days after they took on the Nazirus, so they're going to bring two sets of karbanos, one for a Nazir Tame and the other one's for a Nazir Tahor, and they just stipulate between one another. If I'm the Nazir Tame, I'll take the karbanos that are Nazir Tame. If you're the Nazir Tame, so then you'll do so as well, and obviously vice versa. If I'm the Nazir Tahor, I'll take on the karbanos Nazir Tahor, and if you are, then you are. Now, they're both going to shave because both of them have a mitzvah to shave, and by shaving, I mean shaving off all the head on their hair and all the hair on their head. I just listened to myself. So all the hair on their head. But that's fine because both of them have a mitzvah to do so. Even though generally it's an isser in the Torah to shave all the hair on your head off, but they both have a mitzvah to do so, so they both do so. Here becomes the problem, as the Gemara now began the discussion yesterday. We're gonna restart the discussion again. The problem is when you get to day 60, because on day 60 now, so they're also going to bring one set of karbanos between the two of them, and here's how the conversation is going to go. If I was a Nazir Tahor, so then I already took care of myself 30 days ago, here you enjoy this set of karbanos. And the other one says the same thing. Well, if I was a Nazir Tahor, so I already took care of myself 30 days ago, and you enjoy this karbanos of a Nazir Tahor. That's all well and good, and so one of them, the karbanos of a Nazir Tahor is going to be applied to one of them. That's fine. The problem becomes that they're both going to shave their head on day 60. They're both going to shave their head on day 60. Now we have a problem. For one of them, it's perfectly legitimate because one of them is finishing off his Nazirus, which requires to shave all the hair in the head. The other one, however, already finished his Nazir 30 days ago. So for him now, he's no longer a Nazir. He hasn't been a Nazir for 30 days. And for him, there'd be an Isser in the Torah to shave off the hair on the head. And so that's a problem. That's a problem. The Gemara raises this problem. We're going to start again from the Gemara yesterday. We did some of this yesterday, but let's start again so we get from the beginning of the sugya. So we're really going to start from the top of Nezayin Amid Beis. Megachin Amidin Vamai. Dilma Lav Temeinenun V'Kavit HaKafa. So it could be that, not could be, one of them is not Tame. One of them, therefore, is already past his point of Nazirus. 30 days ago, he finished his Nazirus. Ka'avid HaKafa. And now what he's going to be doing is he's going to be rounding the hair on his head, meaning he's going to be shaving all the hair off of his head, and that violates an Issa in the Torah. Just to be clear, by the way, I know we did this yesterday, but let's just review. There are two prohibitions in terms of hair removal on the head. Number one, there's HaKafas HaRosh. One is not allowed to round off the hair on their head. The Rambam writes this is a function of Avodah Zarah that used to be done back then. Excuse me. Thank you. If there's tissue, great. If not, it's I'll deal. So anyway, so according to the Rambam, this is a function of Avodah Zarah. But anyway, one is not allowed to shave off his sideburns. Oh, shkayach. One is not allowed to shave off his sideburns. Reserve. And this is the Isser of HaKafa. There's a second Isser as well. And the second Isser is Hashchatas HaZakan. One is not to destroy the beard. There are differences between the two, but primarily that placement on the head. But one is not to destroy the beard. There are five corners of your face, of the face. It's not perfectly clear exactly where the placement of those five corners are. But the Torah says that one is not allowed to take a razor and shave off the beard, specifically those five corners. The Rama writes, don't take a razor to any part of your face. We don't exactly know where these corners are, so don't take a razor and put them to the back of your face. You could take the razor and, the barber does the back of your neck, that's fine. But not to your face. Anyway. So those are two separate Yisurim in the Torah. One is HaKafas HaRosh, and the second one, thank you. One is HaKafas HaRosh, and the other one is HaShchasas HaZikan. So when a nazir finishes his nazirus, either nazir tamei, nazir tahor, either side of that, so he's going to be shaving his head. So giluach harosh, which includes in that hakafas harosh, shaving off his sideburns, which is an issur in the Torah. So now let's reset the question of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know. So for one of these two, if for one of them it's a mitzvah, and for the other one it's an aveira. So the Gemara says, how do you do it? So the Gemara is going to give an answer. Amar Shmuel beisha bekatan. So Shmuel says, okay, our Mishnah is talking specifically about either a woman or a minor. A woman is not prohibited to shave off her sideburns. The Mishnah in Kedushin says that there are three serim in the Torah that a woman is not included. Of the 365 lavim in the Torah, women are bound by almost all of them. But the Mishnah in Kedushin says that there are three exceptions. The three exceptions are that women are allowed to shave off the corners of the head, women are allowed to remove any hair off their face, and women are allowed, if they're Kohanim, allowed to go to a cemetery. Three exceptions. So our Mishnah is talking about a case where it's a woman therefore is not prohibited, and that would be the case of our Mishnah.
What happened if it went to a man, though?
Then the halacha would be... Yeah. So the halacha would be...
What's the solution?
Right, correct. I hear your question.
No solution.
Okay. Right. I had to think, like in those math problems when there's no solution. Okay. I don't have, off the top of my head, I don't have anything to say. Let's move on. Welcome back, Phil. So the katan, and also a minor as well. A minor is... also not bound by the prohibition. Minors are obviously exempt from all mitzvahs of the Torah. So there's a mitzvah of chinuch, I understand. But still, for him, there's obviously a productive purpose in him getting his head shaven. So, good. So, v'lugma v'gadol, so the Gemara says, now, why doesn't Shmuel make the following suggestion? V'akafas kol rosh lo shma akafa. Look, by the nazir, you're not shaving off the sideburns. I mean, you are, but you're really shaving the entire head. And so what the Gemara now wants to know is, hey, maybe the sister in the Torah is only for shaving off the sideburns, but if you're going to go with what is now a very popular contemporary look, where you just shave off all the head and your hair, Gemara says, that's not nisa, right? So the Gemara says, medulam mokim lahachi shma minaz kasavr Shmuel. You know, the Gemara says it must be that our assumption is wrong. Meaning we thought, oh, Shmuel doesn't hold of that. Must be that Shmuel holds of that. Meaning Shmuel's of the opinion that if you cut off all the hair on your head, your sideburns and the rest of the hair on your head, so you are in violation of a kafas harosh. It's not technically hakafa, you're not rounding because you're shaving everything off, but still, the must be the Shmuel's of the opinion that also is a violation of hakafa, and so the Gemara says that's why Shmuel didn't make that suggestion, because he just feels that it's usher.
But that to assume, hakafa and shaving the side, so you can't say because it's two different issues.
That's correct, but the Gemara's assumption over here is it's just the head for the nazir, just the head, not the beard. Okay. Marzur Shemasi Lahashmaita Dishmuel Asefa. Now, this answer of Shmuel could be applied to another Mishnah as well. I'm going to go through this very quickly. We did this on Shabbos. We're seeing this again today. We actually should have seen it yesterday. And it's coming up in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is coming up, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow. So I'll go through it very quickly. Nazir Shayatame Besafik Omuchla Besafik Ocha Bekashim Lachashishim Yom Megalech Dal Teglachas. So remember, we discussed this back on Shabbos. He is a Nazir, who is also a Safik Tame Meis, who is also a Safik Mitzora. So under those circumstances, he's going to be shaving his body. He's going to be shaving his body a total of four times on days 30, 60, 90, and 120. And remember, with every shaving, we're basically eliminating a possibility of what he may be. And again, without getting into the detail right now, the Gemara's question really is the same exact question as it was previously. Meaning that all we're doing is eliminating possibilities. Well, one possibility is that he's not a Tamei Meis, and he's not a Mitzora, and he's just simply a Nazir. That's one of the possibilities, which means that on day 30, say you shave your head, that's wonderful. Good for you, it's a mitzvah. Then on day 60, and on day 90, and on day 120, you're going to be doing it again. To which now we could ask the same question that we asked just a moment ago. He may not be fulfilling a mitzvah in doing so. And if he's not fulfilling a mitzvah, then it's an aveira. And if it's an aveira, he can't do it. So what's going on? So Shmuel says again, same answer. The Mishnah over there is talking specifically about someone who's either a woman or a minor. And that's what the and that's what the Mishnah is addressing, and that's why she or young he can shave his head on day 60, 90, 120. Okay, Amar Rav Huna, Hamakif is a katan hari chayev. Rav Huna is of the opinion that if you do a kafa to a minor, so you're going to be chayev. Now, a minor obviously is not chayev in mitzvos yet, and for the minor to shave his own head. So, again, there's a chinuch idea, which we're right for the time being, we're going to ignore. So, for the minor to shave off all of his hair and his head, that's fine. Again, leaving chinuch out outside of this discussion. So, the Rav Huna says that an adult who were to do it to a minor would be chayev. That's the opinion of Rav Huna, for reasons which we're going to explain momentarily. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Ava, Rav Huna, so Rav Ada Bar Ava says to Rav Huna, you know, it does sound a little hypocritical, especially considering that your children go around with no hair on their head. Okay, so, Rav Huna, you just espoused the opinion, your opinion, which is that you're not allowed to shave your kid's head, because by doing so, you're violating the Isser of Hakafas HaRosh, even though the recipient of such a haircut is a minor. Meanwhile, Rav Ada Bar Ava says to Rav Huna, your children are walking around with no hair on their head. Somebody shaved the hair on the head. Who did that? So, man megaleach lahon. Who shaved them? Meaning, who was the one responsible for shaving the hair of the head of your children? I'm a leichova. So, his answer is, my wife did it. Okay, good move on his part. Okay, so in other words, just simply pass the blame. That's not what he's doing. He's not passing the blame. He is, but... In other words, his opinion is, as we'll explain again in just a moment, is that it's okay for my wife to shave the head of my children. It's my wife who did so, but not illicitly, but rather totally under the umbrella of Torah. So Tikmar Chovel Abnei. So Rav Ada Bar Ava said something which is not only going to sound harsh, it is harsh. And that is, does your wife want to bury her children? Meaning, I don't think that she's allowed to do so. I think your wife is in perfect violation of the Torah. And you also are endorsing it. And does she want to bury her children? Again, it's harsh. It's for us, we don't speak this way. But, you know, obviously they were... I could say this, more passionate and more, you know, and just simply tougher about their adherence to Torah. So take. We'll explain everything in just a moment. Take Brun Chovel Abnei. So Kul Shnei Rav Ada Bar Ava Lo Ekayim Lezara. So as Tosfos points out, as the Rush points out, in other words, obviously Rav Ada Bar Ava did not mean to curse the children of Rav Huna. That was not his intent. Tosfos writes very, very succinctly, Kishkaga Hayotze. It's just like you said something, you know you shouldn't have said it, but you said it, and once you say something, it has a koach, it has a power. So he said it, he shouldn't have said it, but he said it. And as a result of that, the children of Rav Huna did not survive. So interesting, the Gemara says as long as Rav Ada Bar Ava was alive, meaning the source of the klala was alive, so then the children didn't survive. Now, so far, here's what we know. We know that Rav Huna allowed his wife to shave the head of his children. Okay. We also know that Rav Ada Bar Ava felt that doesn't seem to be right. And what exactly is his opinion? We haven't yet explored. So, Michti. To which now the Gemara says, now that we know, we certainly know Rav Huna's position, we don't yet know Rav Ada Bar Ava's position, but even still, what are they arguing about? Now, first of all, let's get this out of the way. The kids had their head shaved, meaning it wasn't that they just simply rounded their head. They didn't just take off the sideburns, they had their head shaved. But the Gemara says, but clearly we're operating with the assumption that shaving all the hair off your head is a violation of Hakafas HaRosh. Okay, so from that standpoint, there's nothing to talk about. Even though, again, we're going to see throughout the Gemara, this is subject to a debate, and whether or not it is or isn't an Isser. In this context, in this Gemara, we're working with the assumption you cannot do that. Good. Now, b'may kemitzli ravuna savar lo sakifu pasro shchem v'lo sashchis is pazik anecha. So the Gemara says in terms of the position, so we'll start off by an explanation of Ravuna. Ravuna says, the Torah says that you're not allowed to round off your head, meaning remove your sideburns, shave your sideburns. V'lo sashchis is pazik anecha, and you're also not allowed to shave off your beard as well. Now, there is obviously the Torah, by putting these two Eserim in the same pasuk, there's a Hekesh. And this Hekesh is coming to teach us that who's ever included in one is included in the other, who's ever excluded from one is excluded from the other. Now, women are not included in the Eser of Hashchata, therefore they're not included in the Eser of Hakafa as well. It would be no problem for a woman to shave off the hair on the head. The Gemara is assuming that generally women don't have hair on their beard, and so therefore they're not bound by the prohibition. And even if they do have hair, they're not going to be prohibited from removing it. And because the Isra of Hakafa is in the same pasuk as the Isra of Hashchata, the same thing would be true regarding a woman and her sideburns. A woman is allowed to remove her sideburns as well. Good. That is that's a starting point. And Rav Huna is of the opinion that since a woman is not included in neither the prohibition of Hashchata nor Hakafa, so therefore Rav Huna says, I therefore would allow a woman to shave the head of my children because she's not including the prohibition. Even though, we'll explain better in just a moment, she's not shaving her own hair. She's not removing her own sideburns. She's removing somebody else's sideburns. Stay tuned. We're going to explain that in just a moment. And Rav Adar Ba'ava says, no, that when the Torah prohibits, the Torah gives equal prohibition to both the one receiving the haircut and the one giving the haircut as well. And from Rav Adar Bar Ava's standpoint, they are perfectly equal. So, and because they're both perfectly equal, that means that if the one receiving the haircut is prohibited, the one giving the haircut is also going to be prohibited. But it also works in the other direction. If the one receiving the haircut is not prohibited, so the one giving the haircut is also not going to be prohibited as well. And so therefore, now we're going to understand Rav Adar Bar Ava. Now, when it comes to a minor is not prohibited from receiving the haircut for the simple reason that he is a minor and not yet subject to punishment, and therefore not yet subject to the Isser of a kafa. So since the minor is excluded, he's the nikaf, he's the one receiving the haircut, therefore the makif is also going to be exempt as well. So la baron chemu de mechayev makif nami lo mechayev. So therefore the makif is not going to be chayev as well. And that means that according to Rav Adar Bar Ava, what's his position? Now we understand a little bit better. His position is that if you're removing the sideburns of a minor, or all the hair of the minor, either way, Rav Adar Bar Ava's position is that you don't have to allow a woman to cut the hair. You can have a man cut the hair of a minor. Because since a minor is going to be exempt, echad hanikaf, echad hamakif. So the adult giving the haircut to the minor is also going to be exempt as well. Okay. And now, I know Tosus over here is lengthy. We're only going to go through the first half of Tosus to help us even better understand now the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Adar Bar Ava. Says Tosfos, second to last Tosus on the Amma, the long one. Rav Adar Bar Ava, Savar Echan Makiv Echan Nikav B'mashma. Pashta Dekra Vadel Nikav Azirachmana. Da Pas Roshchem Tziv. Da Hainu Hanikav. First of all, Tosus says like this. Look. We just quoted the pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, "Don't cut off the sides of your head. Don't round off your head. Don't take out your sideburns." Who's that addressing? The one getting the haircut or the one giving the haircut? The simple pshat in the Torah, of course, is it's the one getting the haircut. It says, "Roshichem," your head. So, in other words, the simple pshat in the Torah is you, the recipient, do not allow yourself to, do not remove the hair off the corners of your head. However, the grammar of the Torah is lo sakifu, and the lo sakifu is there to tell us on a second level, on a level of drush. Drush over here, I don't mean like a sermon. I mean like drushas chazal. like on a level of drush, it not only applies to the one receiving the haircut, but also to the one giving as well. Klomar, kol hecha denika bar chiyuvahu, so kol makif, bar chiyuvahu, kol makif nami bar chiyuvahu. Okay, and it therefore comes to tell us that if the one receiving the haircut is going to be subject to the prohibition, the one giving the haircut is also equally going to be subject to the prohibition. Ve'ahu katan hol v'guf elav baronchin hu v'lo mechayev makif le nami lo mechayev. So this is now Tosfos explaining the opinion of Rav Ada bar Ava, which is really, again, what we just learned in the Gemara, but now a better articulation of where all this starts from. The starting point is the issur of the Torah is fundamentally on the recipient. The lo sakifu is telling us that including that is also the makif as well. But everything is rooted in the recipient. Once the recipient is not bound by the isser, i.e. a minor, so the giver of the haircut is also not going to be bound by an isser as well. And so therefore, according to Rav Ada bar Ava, anyone is allowed to shave the hair off of the head of a minor, because again, the isser really starts with the recipient of the haircut. And that was, says Tosfos, the dialogue between Rav Ada bar Ava and Rav Huna. Rav Huna starts off with the statement, hey, you're not allowed to give a minor haircut. Rav Ada bar Ava says, you know, your kids walk around with their hair with no hair on their head. Someone shaved the hair off your kid. Now, if you asked me, this is Rav Ada bar Ava, the implicit statement, which the Gemara doesn't articulate, but here Tosfos does. If you asked me, I think anyone can do it. But now look at you. You start off with a statement that an adult male can't do it. Really? So who's doing it then? So, avalididcha man makif lahon. V'hai delaji ahainu lefi svaraso. Now, he cursed Rav Huna not because he disagreed. He, in fact, thinks the halacha is you're allowed to. But what he cursed Rav Huna was Rav Huna's thought process. See, the reasoning that got him to that position. Meaning, what your starting point is, this is Rav Ada bar Ava saying to Rav Huna, what your starting point is that an adult male is not allowed to cut the hair of a minor, so now according to you, according to me, I think everything's fine. But according to you, once an adult male is not allowed to, an adult female is also not allowed to. So, because Rav Ada bar Ava is of the opinion that I'm not going to exempt women from, if you feel that there's a prohibition for women to, sorry, if you feel there's a prohibition for men to shave, I also feel that there's a prohibition for women to shave somebody else. Now, of course, Rav Ada bar Ava is not going to argue on the position that women themselves can remove their own sideburns. Again, that's a simple pshat in the Torah. The Torah's principal prohibition is not to be the recipient of such a haircut. And again, like we said, women are excluded from that. But it's not in the simple pshat in the Torah, but rather it's the drush that comes out of it. Where Rav Ada bar Ava says, as far as the drush is concerned, look, I think fundamentally the issur is on the recipient, and I think that the giver of the haircut is linked with the recipient. If the recipient is prohibited, so is the giver. If the recipient is obligated, so is the giver. Rav Ada bar Ava says, that's what I think. But you, Rav Huna, you clearly don't agree with that, because you're saying that a man can't give a haircut to a minor. A minor is exempt. A man is not exempt. How come? So, the leitra lahakish akaf lashchata, ela b'may da'ayri. Sorry, Ella Bamay Dari Pashta de Kraka Gombanika Vahasha Pliki Bitarte. Ravuna Sava de Isha Shari Lahakiv Ben Galdo Ben Katan, Hova Enabashkata Enaba Kafa. And so now Tosfos summarizes. So what Ravuna's of the opinion of is that women are exempt in totality. Meaning, women can not only remove their sideburns, women can not only remove the sideburns of a minor, according to Ravuna, women can remove the sideburns of even an adult male. Stay tuned, right? In other words, according to Rav Huna, a man could sit down at a barbershop, have a woman cut her hair. Again, everything I'm saying is not la halacha. We're just learning the positions, and have his sideburns get cut by a woman, because according to Rav Huna, the woman is totally exempt from the prohibition. And according to Rav Huna, it's not, the two are not linked together, the giver of the haircut and the recipient of the haircut. And so therefore, according to Rav Huna, a woman can cut the sideburns of herself, a minor, and even an adult. Herself, a minor, and even the even a man himself. Because when the Torah provides an exemption to a woman, the exemption to the woman, according to Rav Huna, is everything, receiving and giving. Women are just simply carte blanche, removed from the prohibition, according to Rav Huna. Rav Ada Savar Devada Isha Paturim Lios Nikefes Meikesha Deashkata Dari Be Pashta Dekra. Now Rav Ada Bava will say as follows. Look, I'm going to fundamentally disagree. I think women are obviously for themselves, they can cut off their own sideburns, because again, that's a simple pshat in the Torah, that the only one who's prohibited from removing the sideburns is only someone who doesn't have to shave their beard, someone who's not allowed to shave their beard. Women are not included in Ashkata. Women are also not included in Hakafas HaRosh. Women can take out their own sideburns. Agreed. And Rav Ada Ba'ava says no, that as far as the Drush is concerned, here's where we're going to totally disagree, fundamentally disagree. In the level of Drush, I think that once a woman is removing the sideburns of someone who's prohibited, she herself is also going to be prohibited in doing so. Okay, so that's machlokas number one between Rav Huna and Rav Ada Ba'ava. So again, according to Rav Huna, women are carte blanche, removed from the isser of lo sakifu. They can shave off their own sideburns and anyone else's sideburns as well, even if the other person is himself prohibited. Good. Rav Ada Ba'ava says no. A woman can remove her own sideburns, but once she's removing the sideburns of somebody else who is prohibited, she herself is also going to be prohibited as well. That's number machlokas number one. Upligi nami bekatan, and Tosfos points out, and they're also arguing about a minor. The Rav Huna sever gadol makif the katan chayev alam mistaber lei le Rav Huna le midrashim mishum de akve kra bahachlishna. I'm sorry, the afke kra lahachlishna osakif the mashma makif anikav le member deich the nikav la brachiva makif nami part the dahin le migmar migavra al gavra lo mashma lei. And as far as the katan is concerned, Rav Huna would say as follows. Look, I know I read a lot, but I know he's a katan, but an adult is not allowed to shave off the hair of a katan. Rav Ada Sarved al Hachiyav Kekrab Hachlishna Lamemar Hechad Denikav La Brachiyuva Makiv Nami Pater Hilka Kadal Makiv La Katan Pater. And as far as Rav Ada Barav is concerned, when it comes to a katan, again, Rav Ada Barav's position is it all starts with the recipient. If the recipient is exempt, so is the giver of the haircut as well. Anyone is allowed to shave round off the hair of a minor, be it a woman, be it a man. Okay, good. So now, hopefully, what we've done now is clearly articulate the positions of Rav Huna and Rav Ada Ba'ava. And then Tosfos goes on to a discussion in terms of the halacha. Tosfos concludes that he believes the halacha does in fact follow like Rav Huna, not like Rav Ada Ba'ava. And so therefore, a woman can clip off the sideburns of herself, a minor, an adult male. In terms of Tosfos goes on, okay, in terms of an adult male sitting in a barber chair. So again, it's in terms of the halacha as general, I shy away from saying anything that has to do with halacha lamaisa. You go to your rav for that. But in terms of halacha, based on this Tosfos, so a man can have his sideburns removed by a woman. But again, though, there are a number of considerations. Number one, Isser of Negia. Number two, any time the man does anything to assist and aid and abet in the haircut, so then the man himself is going to be violating the prohibition as well. So there are a number of of issues to take into consideration. We're learning the Gemara, we're learning the Daf, we're just understanding the Shitos. According to Rav Huna, the way Tosfos presents it, a woman is carte blanche, excluded from the Isra of Lo Sakifu, which is why, for Rav Huna's standpoint, it would have been a problem for him to give his son a haircut, his minor son a haircut, but no problem for a woman to do so.
So, Rav Huna, the woman is an accessory to the adult male's avera. She's like lifnei iver almost. You know, she's
no. The iser in the Torah is don't cut the hair.
But she's cutting his hair.
Good. So she, but according to Rav Huna, she's perfectly removed, totally removed from this prohibition in the Torah.
And he has an avera or no?
He didn't do anything.
No.
Oh, I see.
Right. Yeah, once he does anything to aid and abet the haircut, so then you're right. So then she's an accessory to him. But that's only because he's doing something. Okay. Continue now in the Gemara, the Tanai. I'm sorry. The halacha is like Rav Huna, Rav Ada Bar Hava doesn't agree, but.
No, but it's true today.
Okay. He cursed him. Okay, you got to be careful. Got to be careful about what you say. Even though, right, lo b'shamayim hi, meaning even though, right, even though, or whatever, yeah.
That's, but you can ask a guy to do something even though he has no avera. So obviously, the man cannot ask a woman to cut his hair.
But again, the iser is cutting.
No, I understand, but you cannot ask a guy to do something for you. He has no avera, the guy.
Right.
So here the same thing. Why would a man be allowed to ask a woman? To cut his hair, you know.
If he's asking, then he's.
All right, let's table the discussion. Let's come back. We'll come back to me afterwards. We'll discuss more. So fine. So lema, sorry, three lines from the bottom of Nizayim at base. We are continuing now to today's daf. Lema kafas kol rosh tanaihi. Now this question of, I didn't just cut off the sideburns, but I cut off all the head. So we said, from the beginning of today's daf to this very moment, we're all in agreement that that's part of the prohibition of a kafa. Now the Gemara is going to entertain the idea that maybe it's not. No, we're not all in agreement, and maybe some are of the opinion that if I don't just shave off my sideburns, but I take the razor and I go over the entire head, that's fine, because the Torah only prohibits hakafa, rounding off your head, giving like a bowl haircut. But if I'm shaving off all the hair, that would be fine. And the Gemara says, and how do I know it's machlokas tanaim? So let's learn two brises together. So the Tanur Rabbanan, here's brisa number one. Rosh amatam alamar lefishin emalos akifa pas rosh. Can we know that Mitzorah is obligated to shave off all the hair in his body at the conclusion of his saras as part of the purification process? And the Torah says, shave off all the hair in your body. And the Torah says, and also make sure to get the head. Why does the Torah have to go out of its way to say Rosho? Because the Torah says, Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem, because we know that you're not allowed to shave off all the hair on your head. Yachalaf Mitzorah Kain. So now the Havamina would have been that when it comes to the Mitzorah, despite the fact that the Mitzorah is instructed to shave off all the hair on his entire body, maybe that would be sans the head, because there's an Isser. So Tamalamar, Rosho. Yeah. So the Torah says, Rosho is coming to tell me, there is a mitzvah to shave off all the hair on the body, including the head, and as a general rule goes, Ase Docha Losa, the positive commandment for the mitzvah to shave is going to override the negative prohibition of Losakifu. That's Brisa number one. Brisa number two, Tanya Idach, Rosho, Matamalamar, Lefishan Emar, Gabi Nazir, because the Torah says regarding a nazir tar lo yavor al rosho. Let's say we know that if a person is a nazir, he's not allowed to take a razor and put it over his head. Yo yachlof nazir mitzora. Now, what if you're a nazir mitzora? So that means that during your naziris, right? And here, by the way, to be clear, you first accepted upon yourself the naziris. So now you have a standing mitzvah sase of. You have a standing lo sase, and then afterwards, during your naziris, become a mitzora, and now you're becoming a mitzora during your naziris. At the conclusion of your tzaras, you're going to have to shave. So I might have said that you're not allowed to shave off the hair on your head. So, because you're a nazir. Af nazir mitzora kein tam alam rosho. So that's coming to teach us rosho. Rosho is coming to teach us that no, even though you're a nazir, and even though you're bound by an iser in the Torah not to shave off the hair in your head, but because you're a mitzvah to do so. What's the difference between these two brises? The Gemara now is going to suggest. My love tonight, he the lamanda. I mean, as a kasaver, hakaf is called a rosh loshmei hakaf v'chiyasa kor lemitche eslo sase v'ase. Look, brisa number two. Brisa number two wasn't bothered with the issue of brisa number one. What was the issue of brisa number one? Your mitzvah, the Torah says, shave your head. Brisa number one says that's a big deal. Brisa number two says, well, it doesn't say this, but assuming it's not a big deal because you're not rounding off the corners of your head. You're shaving your whole head. So brisa number one is of the. I'm sorry. Brisa number two is of the opinion that's not a problem. I don't even need to respond to that issue because there's no problem with shaving off all the hair on your head. The problem is when you're a nazir. When you're a nazir, you're not allowed to remove any hair on your head. In fact, by the nazir, you can't even comb your hair. You can't remove any hair on your head. Right, going back to the Mishnah we saw back in the early Mems. Right? So for the Nazir now you've entered into a problem. Because on one hand you're a Nazir, you can't remove any hair on your head. On the other hand you're a Mitzvah. Now what did I do? Oh, Brisa number two says the Mitzvah's essay is going to override the Los essay. Why isn't Brisa number two worried about what Brisa number one is worried about? Because Brisa number two is of the opinion HaKafas Kol HaRosh Lo Shmei HaKafa V'idach Saver. And what's Brisa number one's position? That the first brisa is of the opinion, no. Even though you're shaving off all the hair on your head, still, that's considered hakafa, a violation of hakafa. And that's why I need a lima to teach me that the mitzvah sase is going to override the los sase. Okay, so that's the Gemara's suggestion, that really, brisa number one and brisa number two are arguing, the root of the argument is, if I take a razor and shave all the hair on my head, so I'm not a nazir, I'm just a regular guy. Am I violating the Isra of Hakafa? Brisa number one would say, yes, you are. And that's why I need a special mitzvah to tell me for the mitzvah to override that. And Brisa number two says, no, you're not. You're not violating an Isra. And therefore, according to Brisa number two, it would be perfectly fine. That's the Gemara's suggestion. And you know what's going to happen because it happens every single time. When the Gemara makes a suggestion that that's really what's that root over here, the Gemara is going to say, maybe not. No. Maybe both Brises are of the opinion that shaving all the hair in your head is not a violation of a kafa. And maybe what's that root over here is the following. You do the following. Funny move. You take a razor and you first shave off your sideburns. Then you shave off the rest of your head. So basically, at the end of the day, you have no hair left on your head. But what you did is a two-step. You first remove the sideburns, then you remove the hair on the top of your head. So if I broke it up into two parts, am I then violating this? Or if I did in one fell swoop, so everyone's in agreement that that would be fine. But what if I broke it up into two steps? So that the Gemara says is really maybe the root of the debate between the two. The Gemara says, did you forget the rule of Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish says, look, obviously the whole discussion here in Brisa number one and in Brisa number two is the principle of Ase Dochelo Sase. I have a positive commandment which is allowed to override a negative prohibition. The Gemara says, look, if you're right, that if you took a razor and shaved all the hair on your head, and everyone's in agreement that you didn't violate a law in the Torah, so then, if you're a Mitzorah, that's the way you're going to do it. Because in doing so, you're not violating the law. And don't tell me that, oh, I'm allowed to remove my sideburns, and then I'm allowed to shave off the top of my hair because, oh, I have a mitzvah, I'm a mitzvah, I'm allowed to do so. No. If there's a way of circumventing the law and fulfilling the mitzvah, you circumvent that law and you do the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, it can't possibly be that there's a way to do it which would not violate the law, and yet the Torah allows you to violate the law. Reish Lakish told us otherwise. So the Gemara says, okay. Point taken. So let's go the other direction. Let's say that brisa number one and brisa number two are both of the opinion that if you take a razor and shave all the hair off your head, including your sideburns, you're in violation of hakafa. Even though you didn't round your head, but still, you remove the sideburns and therefore you're in violation of hakafa. So the one who says that the Torah is coming to tell me that the mitzvah mitzorah overrides nazir, yes, that's correct. Why? Because by the nazir, there are two issues. Number one, the Torah says by nazir, don't shave the hair off your head. Number two, by nazir, the Torah describes your hair as kadosh. Your hair is holy, meaning you have a mitzvah asay to grow out your hair. So by the nazir, you have a los asay and an asay. And so therefore, the mitzvah instruction to shave off all of your hair is necessary to tell me that the mitzvah's mitzvah is there to be able to override both a asay and a los asay. Now, if this bothers you, because generally whenever we have this discussion, we say an asay can only violate a los asay, but an asay cannot violate a los asay and asay. If that question is bothering you, it means that you're good. You're in a good place. Hold that question. We're going to come back to that. So, if the Gemara says, okay, but if you're bracha number two, where did you learn out the basic halacha that a positive commandment can override a negative prohibition? The Gemara says, Yalav Migadilim. The Gemara says, oh, that's easy. He learned it from tzitzis. The Amar Carlos Sabashan is Vitanyalos Sabashan is Hagedilim Tase Lach Mehem. The Hekesh in Parshas Kisetse that puts together right next to one another the Torah's instruction to make tzitzis, the Torah's Lav of Shanes is coming to tell me that my tzitzis mitzvah's essay can override my Shanes prohibition. If I want to wear a linen garment and connect to it strings of wool, not the two together, which not K-N-O-T, not the two together, resulting in a mitzvah sasei and a lo sasei, Torah is coming to tell me, perfect, the asei is coming to override the lo sasei. That's where I learned out the basic rule, and that's why now here by the mitzvah, we get to amp it up. Right, we go now to Shlav Bet, to the second stage, where now by the mitzvah, we already know asay dochalos asay. What do we now need by the mitzvah? That even though it's a nazir, and even though it's an asay and a los asay, the mitzvah asay mitzvah overrides both. Let's go back to Bryson number one. Now, Bryson number one didn't learn it out from tzitzis, obviously, because Bryson number one learned it out from the mitzvah. The mitzvah obligation to shave off your head is going to override los akifu, otherwise known as esei dochalos asei. Why didn't he learn it out from tzitzis? Because he says, as far as tzitzis is concerned, that teaches us a totally different halacha, the halacha of Rava, which is v'nasnu av tzitzis hakanaf min kanaf. The Torah says hakanaf min kanaf. The tzitzis, the strings that come off the beged, have to be a match. How do they match? Psil tchilas, I'm sorry, min kanaf psil tchilas. Uksiv tzebron pishtim yachtav. It comes to tell me that it has to be a match, and using a gzereshava, the Gemara is going to connect it to, or I should say rather, using a hekesh, the Torah compares it to wool and linen. Hakesa temro pishim pochim be'meminim be'shlo be'minam. If I'm using either wool or linen strings can be attached to any bagged regardless of what's made out of. Sharminim, however, if I'm going to make the strings out of any other material, be'minam pochim, shlo be'minam ha'pochim. There it has to be a match. Cotton strings can only be placed on a cotton bagged. Right? I was going to say nylon synthetic. Okay, let's just stay with cotton. Cotton strings can only go on a cotton bagot. You can't take cotton strings and put them on a wool bagot. You can't take cotton strings and put them on a linen bagot. That's what the first Tana learns out from the Pesukim regarding tzitzis. That's why those Pesukim are already occupied for a different halacha, and therefore the essay being dochalos essay is coming from the Pesukim of Mitzora and Los Akifu. Now, according to Bryson number one, how does he learn out the point that was made by Bryson number two? That under certain circumstances, a mitzvah asay can override an asay and a los asay. Now, if galem is zikano, detanya. Zikano, the Gemara says, we learn now from another area, which is the beard. The Torah says, as it relates to the beard, the mitzvah is obligated to shave off all the hair on his body, and then the Torah says, and make sure to get the hair on your head, Rosho, and make sure also to get Zikano. Make sure to get the beard as well. What do we learn out from beard? We know that a Kohen is instructed not to shave off his beard. So Yachlaf Kohen Mitzorah Kain. So let's say your Kohen now becomes a Mitzorah. And as at the end of its Saras, he's now thinking, yes, I have a Mitzorah to shave off my shave off my beard, all the hair on my head. But on the other hand, I'm prohibited from shaving off my beard. Kohen and to shave off their beard. And furthermore, Kedoshim Tiyu. The Torah says regarding the Kohen that you must be holy. So it's an Asay and a Lo Asay. So what are we coming to learn over here? So Talmud Lomar Zikano. The Torah is telling us with the mitzvah of Zikano that you, the Kohen, is a Mitzorah, even though you have an Asay and a Lo Asay not to remove your beard. You're a Mitzorah, you take it off. So the Gemara says, why doesn't the other Tana learn from Zikano? And then the Gemara says, here we go now, take the question off the back burner, and now let's bring it right to the forefront. Wait a second, did we not just say that, aren't we having a discussion now that how a positive commandment can override a negative and positive prohibition? And don't we generally say, hey, we don't do that? And I say can only override a low say. So lay left me going to dachi. Ella me coin lo yafin, and the Gemara says, yeah, but we're not going to learn from a coin, and I'll tell you why. Mala coin shekain lo lav she'ain shava b'kol. Because remember, a coin is not universal. Coin is only an issa that applies to a very small segment of the Jewish population, i.e. kohanim. And not even all kohanim, only male kohanim. So the ain shava b'kol. Nazir me coin nami lo yalav she'ain lav she'ain shava b'kol. We're not going to learn out nazir from coin because on one hand, a coin is not universal. On the other hand, nazir is universal. Nazir applies to men and women. Anyone can become a Nazir. And the Gemara says, and the one who learns out from Rosha, why doesn't he learn out from Zikano? I might have thought that, let's say he's a Kohen and he's a Mitzorah. So Tamalama Zikano. Uminalan dibitar. And how do I know that it should be done with a razor? Meaning this is what we generate from the word zikano. That it needs to be done with, that the isra is only with a razor. The Torah says don't destroy. What if I just pick him out with tweezers? It is specifically with a razor. Let's just finish off. I know we are over. Over the time. Now, the Tanu says that Rosha by itself is going to be prohibited. Why does the Torah have to then go say over Rosha and Zikano? So the Valamali Lamikhtav Zikano, Mashma Lamitche Lav Gredo, Mashma Lamitche Lo Saseva Ase. Because that's exactly the point. The Torah wants to tell us that the mitzvah Ase of Mitzorah is going to override both a Lav and a Lav and an Ase, i.e., a Nazir. Hilkach Shakol Hu, Viavoshnem Kohen Minazir, Lo Yalav Shekin Yeshna Besheila, Nazir Mikon Lo Yalav Shekin Lav Shein Hashavah Bekol. And the Gemara says that I need a Drasha to tell me a Nazir, and a Nazir, we can't learn from Nazir because Nazir Yesh B'She'ela. A Nazir can always get out of his Naziris. I can't learn now from Kohanim because Kohanim are only specific to a small segment of the population. That's why only in the very limited situation of a Mitzorah Kohen or a Mitzorah Nazir, only in those very limited circumstances do we say the mitzvah saseh is going to override the aseh lo saseh. But generally speaking, an aseh is only violating a lo saseh, and aseh is not going to be violating an aseh and a lo saseh.
What are the exceptions to that rule?
So these two are the exceptions to the rule. Exactly. Okay, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we'll pick it up at the two dots.